This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, we're going to take a look at health issues and topics that touch each and every one of us. We're going to find out about cancer and beating cancer, not only with traditional therapy, but also with faith. And we're also going to spend some time with Liberty Forrest as we talk about hope and health in the year 2018. Robert Clancy, of course, will be joining us as he does every week. And we're going to begin with our friend, Dr. Greg Salea. Welcome to Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. And we're looking forward to today's show as we begin February of 2018. I think I have to start doing my holiday shopping already, Daryl.
Which holiday are you talking about?
Christmas.
I think President's Day, Easter.
No, but, you know. Ooh, Easter.
Fourth of July, Cinco de Mayo.
I promised to go to an Easter concert.
Okay.
And I forgot to buy the tickets, so I got to do that today.
Oh, no, you better hurry up.
Yeah, no. Greg's wife, Dr. Salea's wife, is a concert master, and we're going to go to an Easter concert in March.
It's in March. Lamb of God in Agoura.
Got it. Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to that. We really are. Dr. Greg Salea, he's not only a chiropractor, he has a master's degree in nutrition and several certifications postgraduate in nutrition, and we welcome him back to Late Night Health. Dr. Salea and I and our wives had dinner the other night, and Greg was telling me about brain health and what we can do to prevent and even reverse some brain diseases. I think every baby boomer wakes up and says, I know I do. Hi, world. Thanks for letting me wake up. I'm Mark. I know it's Tuesday, because we're afraid of dementia of one kind or another. Is there a way of preventing that, or at least stopping it in some way?
Well, you know, dementia's a tough one, because us as Americans, we have 5.5 million people in America with dementia. And dementia is a broad category that you have many other diseases that fall under. You know, you have Alzheimer's, you have vascular dementia. I don't know, have you heard of Lewy bodies?
I have not.
Okay. So, I mean, at one point we talk about there are different proteins that are deposited in the brain that cause problems with communication. You have mixed dementia. You've got Parkinson's, which is considered there. Frontal temporal dementia. I mean, the list goes on. Have you ever heard of Huntington's disease?
Yes.
Yeah, it's go on YouTube and watch people with Huntington's disease. It's this whole category is just it's devastating. It's completely devastating, and it's a hard one because people don't even know they're getting it until one of their loved ones tells them, "Hey, you have a problem," and then it's very unlikely that that person will even accept that, right, that they have a problem.
Exactly. What about things like, you know, forgetting words? I mean, we all, you and I talked the other day, and you said you know my phone number, for example, because you remember numbers. I know your number by heart because I pushed the button in my phone. It's memorized it. I've taken it out of my memory. And for the most,
well, yeah.
Right? But you're speaking and you think of a word, apple, and you cannot think of what that round red fruit is. Does that happen normally to everybody?
You know, it happens in small amounts because it's not an uncommon thing. And you and I both have experienced this regardless of age. But it becomes a problem when this memory loss disrupts your daily life, or causes you a challenge in planning or problem solving.
Hmm.
Right? And the list goes on. You know, completing familiar tasks, confusion with time or place, understanding visual and spatial relationships, problems with words or speaking and writing like we just talked about there, misplacing things, which everybody does.
Right. I think, and one of the things that, you know, I'm aware of is that, you know, you put a kettle on to boil for tea, or you're boiling some eggs, cooking artichokes. These are all three things that I've set up, and then I do something else, and I go, oh my, I burnt the pot, I burnt the eggs, and boiled away the water in the kettle. And I've done that.
The thing is if it's progressive, because everybody's done that, right? I don't know anybody that hasn't burnt something. But it's progressive. If it's getting worse, and the problem is, if you have neurodegeneration and you have one of these dementias, how are you going to recognize it? Because you may not have the brain capacity to do it, right? So
right.
You're in a catch-22. The only way you're going to know it is somebody says, hey, I think you have a problem. Or sometimes people will mention, you know, they will note that they have a problem and they get it taken a look at. But a lot of people just put it in the back burner saying it's okay. And the problem is this is a progressive disease. It's only going to get worse if you do nothing.
I know that the other day I was watching a TV show, Frankie and Grace, and starring Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. And one of their friends moved into a retirement community. And she was saying that her son kind of forced her into it. Well, it turned out that's not really the case. She was having trouble not cooking. She'd start something and then go into another room, forget she did it. She'd lose her way home, and things like that. And that's, in fact, she was in the car with one of the actors, with Jane Fonda. And she couldn't remember. She said, hey, you have to turn here. You missed my street. And
yeah.
Jane had to say, you don't live there anymore. You live at the retirement community.
Yeah, it's a tragic story.
And it is.
It's something you hear every day.
By the way, that actress is Marsha Mason, who plays the friend. And it's a great show, but it shows us baby boomers what we have to look forward to unless we do something about it. So the real question is, can we do something about it? Prevent it? Stop it? Reverse it?
You know, right before we got on, I was telling you, I've been doing a lot of research in it. I came out with a product called Ultimind, and we can talk about the ingredients of that in a minute. But also creatine, and you know creatine, right?
Sure.
You talked about it, you said, yeah.
Bodybuilders use it, don't they?
Well, there's been research that showed that people taking creatine in certain dosages showed a 50% improvement in the United Parkinson's Disease Rating Scale after 1 year. And you can increase that if you're taking coenzyme Q10 along with it. And that's just one thing.
Well, what about the average person who doesn't have Parkinson's or that kind of degenerative disease? Do you think this can help prevent other forms of neuro problems?
Yeah, creatine, I mean, it's probably the most studied thing on the planet, right? Because all the muscle guys want it and they want to make sure it's safe. But the neuroprotective abilities of creatine is huge. It's huge. So, you know, the supplement that I've worked with here, it's a little bit different. It's called citicoline, or my supplement itself is called Ultimine, and I have a lot of different things in it. I have citicoline, which is phenomenal, and the research is incredible. And
yeah, you sent that to me over the weekend. I want it.
It's amazing. And, you know, you can type in my name online, Greg Soleil, and citicoline, C-I-T-I-C-O-L-I-N-E. And I just wrote an article that was published on it. And the more I look at the research, it just baffles me. It astonishes me how incredible this stuff is. So I've also mixed it with phosphatidylserine, which is effective in cognitive decline.
Right.
Carnitine, ginkgo, coffee fruit extract.
Green coffee?
Yeah, green coffee extract. Yeah, coffee fruit extract.
Right.
Not necessarily just green coffee, but coffee fruit extract. And so there's many things that you can do to prevent neurodegeneration. And in addition to, diet is huge. And one of the big problems that I see is that we've been on a low-fat, no-fat diet forever.
Right.
As a society. Not me, by the way. But it is one of the biggest issues that we have because our brain is majority fat and cholesterol. And also, what are doctors giving? Anti-cholesterol medication.
There's other
ways of taking care of cholesterol issues.
Exactly. Our guest is Dr. Greg Salaya, a regular contributor here on Late Night Health. We're talking about brain health today on Late Night Health. We're going to take some time out, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Salaya. You can visit Dr. Salaya at drcelaya.com, and you can also visit us at latenighthealth.com. We'll have a link to Dr. Salaya's website, and you can find out more about his new product. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We both have cognitive dysfunction because we work in radio. Don't go away as Late Night Health continues. Join us at latenighthealth.com. Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
I think of love as a great festival of moonlit alchemy created by a joyous heart. This joy occurs when you share your magic with the world. I see kindness as a heavenly gift that's packaged with love and sealed with an angel's kiss. And it's meant to be delivered by your beautiful smile. Smile at this very moment and feel this loving light fill your heart. Let go of your doubts and shed your fears. This will allow the angels to guide your precious heart where it needs to go. There's always been a beautiful plan for you. Trust in this big picture.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friends shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Health continues. Coming up in a little bit, Swami the Orange Cowboy will be joining us. We promised an update for 2018. Swami will be joining us shortly here on Late Night Health. Right now we're talking with Dr. Greg Salaya about brain health. You mentioned diet, and I was telling you during our break that tonight for dinner we're going to have grilled chicken breast. We're going to have organic salad greens. I've requested an organic breast. We'll see if we get that, if I get that or not. And maybe a vegetable, a side vegetable of some kind. How important is brain health related to what you're eating? And can we get enough of the supplements we need from our food?
Well, it's huge. For example, you mentioned chicken breasts. Well, organic, of course, is the way to go. But you have to make sure, eat the skin, right? So many people, they're trying to reduce fat, and reducing fat is the big problem. It's, for example, if you're doing a salad dressing, you're better off making your salad dressing from something like extra virgin olive oil. You want really good fats, not a bunch of garbage fats, but don't reduce the good ones. Right, like avocado. Avocado is wonderful. The fat, the chicken skin is great for you as well.
It's the best part of the chicken. I'm sorry. It's just when we were at dinner the other night, you asked me why I liked Chinese chicken feet because it's one of my favorite things. Right, you did. It's all skin. It's all skin. That's why.
Well, my hat's off to you because I'm not a chicken feet eater. So.
No, it's a Chinese delicacy, and I love it. And it comes with usually served with black beans, which are also very good for you. Anyway,
black beans and chicken feet. No kidding.
Yep, wow. And a spicy sauce. Really
wow.
Nice. I think it's heaven on earth. Not every day, but it's one of my favorite things to consume. So with the chicken skin, I remember my parents pulling off the skin, you know, in the 60s, late 60s, when the no-fat regime started.
Right. We've been fed a bill of goods, right? Fat makes you fat. Well, fat doesn't make you fat. It's carbohydrates that make you fat, and you can see it in lab tests every day. It's something not to avoid. Now, mind you... We've taken and made a bunch of lousy fats as a society.
The trans fats and...
Right, right. All this nonsense. You know, you have to eat things as close to nature as you possibly can. But in addition, don't overdo something as well, just because you think it's good. So, you know, fats, extremely important. And fats don't make you fat. You're not going to eat enough of them to actually do that. And you've even heard of the ketogenic diet, Mark?
Yes. Commonly referred to as the keto diet?
Right.
Right.
You know, that diet started a while ago. Well, I'm sure it started a long, long, long time ago, but some of the research started a while ago to help people with seizures. And they found consuming diets high in fat minimized their seizures because it increased brain health.
What kind of fats? Now, you mentioned avocado, which is one of my favorites. Purchased two large, thin-skinned ones, not a Huzz, the other day, organic. And I always use extra virgin olive oil. And we make our own salad dressings for the most part. Once in a while, we'll find something that we like. But I find a lot of the bottled dressings are, besides not tasting well, they can't be good for you.
Most of the time, those are filled with garbage. Most of them are filled with garbage, and you're right. So, you know, you've got the avocados, you've got the monounsaturated fats and the polyunsaturated. Omega-3 fats are probably the best thing for your cells that you possibly can take.
That would be fish oil.
Fish oil, you can get it in vegetables. And
flaxseed.
You know, yeah. The problem that I see is that as we start getting older, we can't consume the proper amount of food to get the proper nutrition. Otherwise, we'd probably be big as a house. So supplementation, I think, is real important because you can't possibly eat the not only the quantity but the entire amount, or let me backstep, the different options of different foods.
Well, you can't. What you're saying is that our body cannot absorb all the vitamin D, for example, in broccoli. That to eat, to get enough vitamin D for the day, out of broccoli, you need, I don't know, 6 pounds. And,
sure.
And if everybody ate 6 pounds of broccoli, the energy crisis would be solved forever. Forget solar at that point.
Yeah, and then the types of foods that we eat. Usually people eat, you know, they're sticking with broccoli, right? That's pretty much the veggie they eat. Well, they're missing everything else. And so to be able to get the nutrients, you're not going to get everything you need from broccoli. If you're just consuming broccoli, you will end up with a problem.
Right, right. And broccoli is my least favorite. Not my favorite. I love Brussels sprouts.
There you go.
Right. Dr. Saleha, thank you for joining us today on Late Night Health. Thank you for the update on the brain. And if you want more information, you can go to Dr. Saleha, drcelaya.com. In the next few weeks, Dr. Saleha and I are going to be doing some videos, and we'll let you know when they're posted and where they'll be posted. They'll be, of course, on latenighthealth.com. We're going to continue right now with Swami the Orange Cowboy as we continue here on Late Night Health.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Thousands of inmates detained at the L.A. County Sheriff's Department could be entitled to collect damages. This under a ruling issued by a federal judge who found the department violated their Fourth Amendment rights by keeping them in custody after they should have been released to comply with what jurists called unconstitutional immigration detainers. Saying the city needs a triage approach to the homeless problem in Skid Row, L.A. Councilman is saying that he's proposing installing a large number of emergency shelter trailers in the area. He says enough to meet the need of an estimated 2,000 people. The pastor of a Glendale church wanted for questioning in a sexual assault charge of a teenage girl at a Covina hotel says he's innocent, but he plans to turn himself in anyway on Wednesday. 40-year-old Douglas Rivera is asking people to keep him in their prayers. 790 KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, foggy, 53 degrees. Fog burns off by lunchtime, high 67. It's foggy 57 now in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. Robert Clancy will join us in about 20 minutes from now. We're going to be talking about leadership and health as Late Night Health moves forward. Right now we go to Oneonta, New York. I hope I got that right. It's a Native American word. And we are going to the Green Earth Health Food Store in upstate New York. And we are joined by the Orange Cowboy, Swami, our good friend here at Late Night Health. How are you, Swami?
Joy, 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 Mark. Great to see you, hear you. Great to see you on the radio.
And if you can see me on the radio, that's a good one. I like that.
Nice shirt you're wearing today.
Well, I am wearing, in your honor, my orange socks.
Yeah, I told you, I like them.
They are bright. They'll even people at home will be able to see my socks. We had talked the last time we talked, well, a couple of weeks ago, on the importance of late night health for our 300th episode. But last year, early this new year, we had talked about doing an update and bringing joy to people.
Right,
having joy in one's life. Can that be something that people can do to be healthier?
You know, to me, Mark, that is the best question in the world, because we know that they say laughter is the best medicine. And I think it was Norman Vincent Peale who wrote a book about how he cured himself from cancer in the hospital from watching Marx Brothers and other comedy movies.
Correct.
We know that even if we force a smile, neuroscience tells us that it starts creating the happy hormones in our body, in our brain, which then take away the pain, which make us feel better. And if we're feeling better, we get better. And so I do believe the core of the master key for health and wellness is finding our joy, even if we start with a little bit each day.
Can we get that feeling from supplements? I mean, we know that there are pharmaceuticals that will make us happy. But can we do this naturally, or do we need to?
I think the only way to really make a lasting, permanent solution is to do it manually. Force, you know, wake up in the morning and just crack a smile, even if you don't feel like it, and you'll start to feel better. Then think about what you're grateful for. I'm alive. My husband or wife or kids, I have people who love me and people I love. Maybe you love your job, hopefully. Maybe you love your career. Maybe you love your pets. Just think of things that are nice in your life, and you'll start having a better life.
And that would relate to both physical and mental health?
The research is there, actually, Mark, yeah. There's if your biochemical state is producing the happy hormones, all the pain, emotional and physical pains, vanish. They're covered. And if they're covered, then we start believing we're better. And when we believe we're better, we actually make that happen. We know that even from the placebo effect. I think it's something like 40 or 50% of people who got pretend drugs, you know, sugar pills, thought that they actually got better because they thought they were taking the real medicine.
And those sugar pills aren't really good for you anyway, because it's sugar. I should mention that Swami, the Orange Cowboy, is also an expert Ayurvedic medicine. And you've written a book, I think 30 or 40,000 copies of your book have been sold?
Yeah, 30,000 copies. It was an Amazon number one bestseller for many years. And now I'm integrating technology, which is very exciting, and maybe there's a show in that. Maybe we could do a video about it and demonstrate how the technology will help you look at your health, your aging, your aura, your chakras, your Ayurvedic doshas.
We will do that. I promise you in the next week or two, we will do a video and we'll post it to Late Night Health. How's that?
Yeah.
We can do that on Zoom. All right. Let's talk about joy. Every now and then you meet somebody who's always happy, okay?
Yeah.
And you, after a while, don't you want to slap them around a little bit?
Well, usually if it's real joy, it's infectious. It makes you feel better just because they're so bright and giggly.
Right.
But a grounded kind of a person. A person who truly has a good heart and is truly interested in you. They look into your eyes and smile and you just feel better.
There was an article that came out fairly recently about people on the television set that actually in real life did not get along. And they said on the Golden Girls set, they didn't get along too well with Betty White because she was just too happy all the time. She was an optimist. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. And they said, come on, would you have a bad attitude every once in a while, please?
Right.
Because everything's not always happy and not always right all the time.
Well, and going back to the 30s, who was the who played the Royal Mounted Police? He sang Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald apparently hated each other.
But Betty White's still alive and the other two aren't.
So that is true.
Exactly. Betty White is working at over 100 years old. She's still got gigs and she's high in demand. So, you know, you get what you think about in life.
It's true. You know. I think we all want to live, and we were talking earlier with Dr. Greg Saleh about brain health, and that, you know, we want to wake up knowing our family, knowing who we are, not forgetting things, not having any kind of dementia, and being joyful for life.
Exactly. Joy will be found in the neuroscience. It's already being proven. And to Daryl's point, other people may not be happy with you if you're happy, but that's their issue. You're happy. So, you know, who cares? don't let other people destroy your life.
Dean has been a guest on Late Night Health, at the Green Earth, health food store. And if a customer comes through and is cranky as they check out, all right, this coconut water is too much money. I could have bought it for a dollar less. You know, whatever that is. How do you relate to that? I mean,
Dean. I'm going to let Dean answer that question.
All right.
So if you get a customer who's just cranky, and he's too cranky at checkout, how do you stay in your joy and not let it get to you?
I call it gratitude. Gratitude's the answer to everything. You know, happy you got a store, happy you got you don't have lung cancer, that the nuclear weapons didn't go off. You know, I mean, there's a million things to be grateful for. So you just pray for this poor soul.
Got it. So you just say, thank you very much, take their money, and wish them a happy, joyful day later.
Yeah, try to get them to laugh. Like, humor is a real elixir for people that got a crappy attitude.
Yeah, I remember when I worked in retail, that's what I would do. I'd try to make them smile when I was going through college.
Laugh. Hopefully laugh.
In the restaurant business, you spill stuff on them. And everybody else around gets a good laugh.
That's true. That's
yeah,
that's,
but you lose a tip on that one, though, I think.
Yeah, that's
it's worth it.
What about, do you get minus karma points? Minus karma points for spilling soup on your cranky customer?
Yeah. I'll tell you something else Dean does. If a customer's really upset, he'll just give him something and say, here, don't worry about it.
I've had a number of businesses over the years, and I've never found a customer that I could make not happy, necessarily happy with the product, but always happy with the company. Unless they're really, really out of line with some help or something like that. But most of the time, you can just keep giving stuff till they're happy.
Wow. And Dean has a dollhouse company.
My son and daughter still have it. I sold it to them about 25 years ago. I have some participation in it, but not that much anymore.
And did you ever give dollhouses out because you had cranky customers?
They call up and complain about splinters and not cut properly, and I would say, you know, I'm just sorry. It's not a product for everybody. How much did you pay for it? I'll send you a check plus a little extra for something for the trouble you had.
Wow.
Throw it away.
What happened to old-fashioned Dean-style customer service? Our guests, Dean from the Green Earth Health Food Store, and also Swami the Orange Cowboy here on Late Night Health. And we're talking about joy and bringing joy into each and every one of our lives. Later on, we're going to be talking with Liberty Forrest. I think you know Liberty, don't you, Swami?
Yeah, she's a wonderful person. You're going to love interviewing her.
Oh, yeah. I've known her for 3 years. She's terrific. Liberty will be talking to us about hope and bringing hope into our lives. Because without hope, without love, what do you have? Not much.
You got somebody spilling soup on you.
You got somebody spilling soup on you. What would you say is the number one way of becoming joyful, Swami?
Well, I think all the things that we both talked about, of smiling, forcing a smile, being grateful, these are ways to develop it. But most of all, think about what you love to do most, because this is really the key. If you're not waking up every day saying, I really love my job, I really love this hobby, I'm getting up and I love what I do, it's going to be hard to, all these other things are going to be helpful, but once you figure out what you love to do in life, and that's one of the things that I do workshops and help people find their joy, find their life purpose. So I think finding a mission, a purpose, a passion, that would be my answer. How about you, Dean?
All of that plus gratitude. I can't say enough about gratitude. It's just people get into the wrong. You got to manage your mind and direct it in an area that leads on to joy and to happiness and fulfillment and service and the things that make that life worthwhile. And for me, anyway, gratitude is the answer. Whenever I find myself getting grumpy about something, I count out for about 50 blessings in about 2 minutes, and I feel the appreciation and joy and the brevity, too. This thing isn't going to last. So
we all have expiration dates, is what you're saying.
Yes, sir.
To make a retail comment here.
Yeah, that's right. So gratitude and a sense of appreciation for this opportunity in life.
Is it important to have a belief in something bigger than us to be joyful? Or is that not necessary?
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah, couldn't hurt.
Couldn't hurt.
We got a little comedy team going over here.
Opening in the Catskills. Dean and Swami.
We're only an hour from the Catskills.
Yeah, I know. But is faith, belief in something bigger than each of us, is that important to you guys? I know it is to you guys, but does everybody have to? Or to be joyful, can you just be joyful and thankful?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it becomes semantics at a certain point, because being joyful itself is something greater than you. You know, there are studies that find people of faith get sick less often, that they heal much quicker. And it gives you something bigger to look at.
I have to sign off. I have an appointment in a couple minutes. Nice talking to you again.
Hey, nice talking to you too, Dean. Yeah, we're just about out of time. If somebody wants to get in touch with the Orange Cowboy, where do they go?
Well, coincidentally enough, they can go to orangecowboy.com.
OrangeCowboy.com. Of course, we'll have a little article up on our website with a picture of Swami and a link to his website as well. So join us at LateNightHelp.com. Swami, we'll do this again soon. Thank you very much. All right, coming up next, Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. Don't go away. More coming up.
Love may move mountains, but it's even more amazing when it stirs your heart to do the same. Your heart contains all the love it will ever need to make a difference in this world. Your soul is the essence of love, the universe, and everything in it. Isn't it wonderful that you're part of something so grand? When you travel to the center of your heart, you'll be in the middle of all of that love, everything it is, and all it will ever be. Your soul is made from that love.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHelp.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on the latest for the greatest volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to blackstoneaudio.com, blackstoneaudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne insane.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Late Night Help continues. I'm Mark Allen. During this segment of our show, Robert Clancy joins us, the author of Soul Ciphers, and we're going to be talking about leadership today. We're going to turn it over to Robert and get his uncandid opinion and thought on leadership. Robert, take it away.
Yes, we're going to be talking about leadership, and we're not going to be talking about national government today, though. So my inspirational thought is, you'll often find great leaders at the top of a mountain looking back upon their challenges, but often the greatest of all leaders are at the foot of that mountain helping others achieve that summit. And I always think about leadership as taking people to a place worthwhile, and that always ends with some type of love on the journey and love as the destination. And when you take that into account, you also have to take leadership in your own health and get those appointments done, get out there. I'm guilty of that too. I'm due for a couple checkups, so I'm going to be heading in as well.
And I'll be glad to help on some of those. Some of those exams. Men in particular don't take leadership in that. I don't know why. Wives tend to say, hey, Robert, you need to go to the doctor, rather than you thinking of it yourself. And that's a generality, but it seems that women are in charge or take charge of health care in a family situation. Is that true with you and Lauren?
Yeah, to some degree it is. The main point, it's really that fear, I think, that you're going to discover something. Nine times out of 10 or 99% of the time, you're completely fine. And you kind of go, well, nothing's broke, so nothing to fix.
Don't fix, right.
But there are those hidden things, and it is important for you to get out there and do that. I was lucky that I volunteer with the Boy Scouts every year, and it's mandatory that we have to have a full health checkup, physical, everything, and you have to have it signed off and bring that documentation in order to volunteer for any of the campouts or anything like that. So I have, at least that pushed it to help me get there. And the other thing I found is you actually get discounts on our insurance for doing those things. They actually have reward points, and they give you a credit card, and I have like $800 for, following up with things.
whoa, I have to move to New York. That doesn't happen here in California, to my knowledge. That's amazing. Yeah. What a great benefit.
Right.
That really is. That would encourage people, more people, to go to the doctor, obviously, for prevention.
Think about, the savings of just going in and getting those regular checkups, they're free as part of my health care package, and they reward you, so you build up these reward points for accomplishing those things. So it's a good incentive to get you out there. It's something that maybe other health insurance companies could look at.
No, absolutely. And again, most health insurance companies are not big on prevention. They don't do things. They wait too long, in my opinion, for certain tests. You have to be a certain age. They're making the medical decisions for us when we know we should be getting a test, whatever that test might be, at an earlier age. And we also hear about, Joe, who's in the prime of health, goes to his doctor, and they say, Joe, you have, stage 4 cancer of the X,
right,
and 3 weeks to live, and he drops dead.
Yeah, you need, with the regular checkups, it's also with the insurance companies that are doing this, think of the cost savings down the road if they can catch things and keep you healthier. They're also going to be saving money and saving the healthcare system, everything. It's a good reciprocity to have, and it's a great system here. We have ours. It was actually founded by physicians who all got together, the healthcare plan that I have, and it's regional to where I live, but it could be a great plan for other insurance companies to adopt.
No, it's a great one. We're in the process of changing health insurance, and one of the benefits is a gym membership or a discount on gym membership. I have to check that one out, but we're in the process of changing that, and even though I do a lot of alternative stuff, I still like to have the backup of allopathic health too. Our guest has been Robert Clancy. He is the author of Soul Ciphers. You can go to soulciphers.com. And coming up in just a moment or two, Robert will be talking about and giving us an inspirational message as well. So we have Robert here on Late Night Help.
Awesome.
Hey, thanks a lot, Robert. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, first hour is done. Hour number two is coming up, and we're supposed to speak with Jim Zulli about beating cancer. Don't go away.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne Insane.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.